Now we're going to meet Lauren Gunderson, a playwright drawn to women from history and the moments of discovery they brought about. Gunderson is one of the most produced playwrights in America these days, but most of her plays premiere right here in her home, the Bay Area. KELW's Jen Chien sat down to talk with her about her work.
You did get a degree in playwriting from New York University, from NYU, but you've made your home and your career here in San Francisco and not New York.
Yeah.
What's behind that? Why not be in that place that everyone thinks is the center of the theater universe?
Yeah. Yeah, it was this incredible discovery for me, the Bay Area, not just for the reasons a lot of people love it, but because of its community here, the art community, which is so rich and so varied. I mean, there are over 300, maybe even more, theater companies in the Bay Area. That's incredible. And that much art, that much innovation. It's a town that likes the new and the next. And so even with classic plays, you have a lot of innovation and a lot of creativity, much less new plays, where, unlike some cities where you have a lot of new work that gets developed and workshopped and they do stage readings, here we do that, but we really want productions. And so I've seen so much of my work premiere here, like on stage. I mean, that's the point of a play, right, is to see it with all the elements.
To do the full show.
Costumes, lights, sound, all the wonderful tools that we have to tell the story well. But I think our taste for new work is really robust here. So I happened to kind of stumble on an amazing city that has done great things for my career.
You've written all kinds of plays, but you have a special love for writing about science, and especially for writing about women scientists. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about that?
You know, I learned early on, because I had a great physics teacher in high school, that science was about people and people making the most dramatic choices and having these dramatic moments, which, if you think about what drama is, what makes a great play are these moments of discovery, moments of surprise, moments where you think it's going one way and it goes somewhere else. And that's really science. Those eureka moments, these things that redefine how the world is understood or how the world works or puts the future in action. And I think that's incredibly dramatic, especially when it's paired with, you know, good metaphor. You can have the content, the scientific content, match what the character is going through emotionally, match a kind of, you know, structural world that you're creating in theater. So there's
a
lot of levels.
What's an example of that?
Well, Tom Stoppard is really great at this, where you'll have, you know, what the character is interested in is some, let's say, math, the math of, like, chaos. And then in their hearts, they're having chaotic feelings, love, loss, you know, all that. And then the structure of the play can be somewhat chaotic, jumping from past to present. So all of those levels can play out. And science just gives us a great vocabulary. And I do think also that audiences tend to like when there is something, quote unquote, real about the art that they're seeing. So it's something that you can go to Wikipedia when you get home and find out more about the scientist or more about this theory or
based on a true story.
Yeah, based on a true science.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that makes the art more alive and relevant. And it, you know, a little education isn't bad when you go to the theater, too. But certainly for stories of women, I think that it's been really, frankly, easy to write those plays because there is inherently more struggle to a woman's story in something like science, which is traditionally male. And more struggle means more drama. It means, you know, there's more there for her to work against, for her to achieve and to prove wrong. And all those things are very dramatic things, much less the fact that we should know about these women and celebrate them and gives them great models for the future generations of technicians and scientists and thinkers. For me, what's actually most important is to put women's characters on stage, no matter what they are, scientists, mothers. Not that they can't be both. Everything. Because what I think really changes people's minds, the power of theater, is what you're seeing and that empathy you feel for the characters, even if they're the bad guys or girls. Like, who are the characters that we're empathizing with and understanding and, you know, on the journey with? And if those are more women, it becomes more universal. The human story, we don't think of that immediately as a man's story, and we don't think of women's plays as just for women. Well, they're for everyone. Hamlet isn't a play for men, you know? So I think that's one thing that I definitely love. So many of many more of my plays are with all female casts or mostly female casts, and those have frankly been some of the more successful ones.